This year, instead of using straw polls to choose delegates, the Colorado Republican Party will hold conventions at the state and district levels this weekend. I recently sat down with the chair of the Colorado GOP, Steve House, to discuss these changes.
Yeah, so there are 7 congressional district assemblies. 4 of them are on the 8th, but there are also 3 more that are on the 2nd and the 7th. Mm-hmm. So there will be 3 of them that are done before the day of the 8th. On the day of the 8th in Colorado Springs, the other 4 will convene. They'll select national delegates. They'll talk about specific candidates and races where there's competition. And then on Saturday, we'll conduct the state assembly.
During the primary, a lot of people were kind of confused about the caucus situation. I know some people showed up to straw polls and then didn't know what was going on. Can you explain the changes in the party rules?
The parties, the RNC specifically, changed the rules such that if you do a straw poll, which is nothing more than an opinion poll, no different than you would do on Facebook or anything else, if you do that poll, then whatever poll you take as a state party will then bind your delegates. Mm-hmm. That rule change forced us to change, because doing a straw poll where you bind delegates is really doing an election. Mm-hmm. And doing an election across 64 counties with 60,000-70,000 people or more, without technology, without credentialing, without security, without legal risk being mm-hmm. mitigated, was A, too expensive, and B, it was too much risk for us to do. Did we like it? No. Mm-hmm. Do we think it needs to change going forward? Yes. Will it likely? Yes. Mm-hmm. Because there's a convention coming where rules will be discussed again. There's also legislation being introduced in a bipartisan way at the State House to deal with a presidential primary, because both parties really want to see a presidential primary in the state for the most part.
How do you think this year will be different for Colorado as far as influence into the national scene?
Well, this could be an election that either has someone relatively close to having enough delegates to win when we get to our national convention, somebody who has more than they need by a little, but either way, it's going to be relatively close. The 37 delegates we brought to the table in the years 2004, 8, and 12, there was already a presumptive nominee. Our delegates were never bound. The Democrats' delegates aren't bound this time either. Mm-hmm. So we would end up going to a convention not really having an impact. We're basically voting for the presumptive nominee. My suspicion is that delegates themselves will start to hear a lot from campaigns in April, May, and mm-hmm. June. So it's a far more active Colorado delegation. And frankly, we could be the difference between who gets the nomination when it all comes down.
For KGNU News, this is Tim Wintemute.